A couple weeks ago, I was on the phone with a friend, and she sounded so stressed and weary around the decision to press the stop button on her business as she's been running it for the past 7 years. And we talked about how tired she'd become and how burnt out she'd become and how she had been getting clear downloads to stop and how she'd been questioning what the stop meant. And I reminded her that spirit and intuition speak in phrases and one-word sentences, and the mind speaks in paragraphs, and that she knew exactly what to stop. She knew. She knew it was a new era, a new season, and she was being led to express and live her purpose in a different way, that her gifts, her talents, her skills were asking her to be expressed in new ways. It was time. And through that conversation, I made sure to remind her that it was okay, that it wasn't a loss, that it's just simply a new season, and it's okay. This is the exact parallel to my story, and in this episode, we'll talk deeper about seasons of purpose and the multi-passionate calling for the human who desires to express themselves fully. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your safe landing place to reestablish a relationship with your humanness. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, intimate community builder, podcaster, writer, human, and forever devoted student of the human experience. For almost a decade, I've created a platform and community centering humanness and returning to the soul, richness, and fullness of the human experience. And so with this podcast, I bring all of my rich experience mixed with my personal stories, wisdoms, and insights to support you in returning to your natural state as a full-ass human. So let's get into the episode. Hello, welcome back, welcome back. First things first, this episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist, The Essentials, a multi-passionate vibe. And this playlist is actually my good friend Joy, who is a life coach for multi-passionates. She had a workshop called The Essentials, and she called on me to curate a playlist for the participants, and this was that playlist. So it's kind of a celebratory vibe, and it feels good. I like this playlist. So you can tap into that at the link in the show notes, and I'll actually link Joy's podcast as well because she's my friend and she is extremely dope and she does so much to support multi-passionate creatives, including me. So look for that in the show notes. But I want to circle back to the intro because I shared this story of talking with my friend and I explained her whole process of moving through this journey of feeling like what I've been doing for the last 7 years is no longer lighting me up. The way that I've been going about doing this is no longer lighting me up. And in episode 17 of the podcast, it's called Moving with Eras of Purpose. And I talk about literally going through this same journey for myself and the place that I had gotten to as far as being okay with your life purpose being lived out through you and what you do. That might look different at different eras and seasons in your life. And it is up to you to find some peace and acceptance with that. And we are not taught to be fluid with the way that our life purpose is expressed through us. We are taught that this doing this thing, having this title, is your life purpose, and that's what you do for your life. Not realizing that our life purpose is actually who we are, our innate talents, our innate gifts, the blessings that we offer to other people, and it comes natural to us. It is intrinsic to us, right? And those things are what are expressed and lived through what we do. But what we do can change from different eras and seasons in our lives, but it's still our natural, intrinsic, innate gifts, talents, and skills that are coming through. Does that make sense? So finding this space of understanding that as a human being, we move, we change in season and in eras all the time. And the work that we decide to put out into the world, the work that we choose to engage in, what lights us up will change. And the more that we can move with that, the more that we can adapt our, the way that our life purpose, our skills, our natural talents and gifts are expressed in what we do, the easier time that we have with change and transition in that aspect and area of our life. I just want to speak to that because being a human is not a linear experience. It's not a stagnant experience. And it's not an experience of specialization, of doing and being one thing. Absolutely not. And a part of being a full-ass human, a part of being comfortable and finding fluency with expressing that confidently and in an embodied way is understanding that how and what living through and out our life purpose, understanding how that will look different in different eras and seasons of our lives. So I wanted to share this episode just to give you a moment to ponder that for yourself. I do have a full episode, like I said, episode 17, where I'm kind of sort of saying the same thing, but this is actually kind of introducing something else I'll talk about in a moment. So speaking of this experience of, and I think that humans in general are just multi-passionate. We have so many different things that speak to our hearts, that light us up. But we're stunted, right, from childhood to be able to express our love and our passion for each of these things because we're told that we just do one thing and that's it. This, doing this thing, having this title is your life purpose, is what we're taught, not who you are. Your gifts, your talents, the things that come naturally to you are a part of your life purpose, right? So for me, wow, as a kid, I knew I was multi-passionate. I obviously didn't have that word to articulate that, but I was a multi-passionate child, all right? I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be a singer and performer, artist, and actress. I wanted to, just be someone who like had a tiki hut on the side of the beach and just sell like clothes and candles. I wanted to be a social worker. I wanted to be so many different things that if you were to look at the list of things on a piece of paper, you would be like, what the hell do you want to do? And I'm like, all of it. And I remember being like a young adult and being ashamed to share with people that I had all these different things that I wanted to do because I had always been bombarded with people saying like, that's too much stuff and that's too varied. They're too different. You have to choose one of these. And I remember the one person, my favorite cousin, my favorite Pisces, one of my favorite people in this universe, my cousin Christine. I remember telling her like, girl, I want to be a fashion designer. I want to be a creative director. I'm going to talk about that in a second. I want to be this. I want to be that. And she was like, girl, do all of it. And I just remember being like, oh my God, this woman is so cool. She's literally the only person in my world who has ever given me an inkling of, yeah, you can do all of that. Like, fuck it. But I was such a multi-passionate child, and I felt, I'm going to use the word again, stunted so early in life, because the more that I would express all the things that I wanted to do, the more people were like, you need to choose one of those. You need to choose one of those. And as I said, one of my dreams was to be a creative director. There was something about it that just like resonated with me. I don't even think as a kid I knew what the hell I was talking about. But I always said, like, I want to be creative director. I just think that would be a cool title to have. It's like creative and I can direct stuff. Like, I really remember being a kid saying that. And so here's where this story ties in. So fast forward to this year that I've had. And if you've listened to the podcast, you followed along and kind of know what that's been like for me. But closing down my business, right, putting my business on hold and having this moment where I'm like, you know what I've been doing for the last 7, almost 8 years, it just doesn't resonate with me anymore. It doesn't feel right to carry out how I was doing my work in the same way. Teaching yoga classes in the more traditional way that I was doing it was fulfilling at a time, but doing it in that way didn't feel correct to me anymore. And even having that thought brought up a lot of insecurity, feelings of inadequacy, and feelings of like, what do you mean that doesn't resonate? What do you mean? You found your thing. This is your life purpose. Now you're turning your back on it. What do you mean? Do something else, right? So there was this whole journey of living. There was this whole journey of facing my own conditioning and facing my own limiting beliefs about what I could do with my life. And I got to a point where I was like, I need to find a way where these skills and gifts and talents that I've utilized in facilitating healing space, in guiding bodies through movement, in guiding meditation, in guiding tea ceremonies, like all of that, I need to figure out how to utilize those skills that I've gained in that work, but also just running my business for the last 7 years, and see if I can put that into something else, doing something else. A part of that was starting my podcast and my community, right? This feels so good to me. But a part of that, again, is utilizing my skills and my gifts to be able to see a problem and a remedy at the same time, to thoughtfully refine, to edit, to organize, to purify, right? These things are skills that come so easily to me, and that I've always been able to link with my creativity at the same time, right? So I'm getting clear on all of these skills, and like, I want to use these skills that I have downplayed for many years, that I have put second place to my skills to be able to facilitate healing space, right? I've put that forward as the only thing that I can do, that I can't do anything else, that I don't have any other skills, when really I've been developing and living through these other intrinsic gifts and skills that I've just downplayed. And so I got to a point where I was like, I actually want to utilize all of this to help other service-based and spiritual-based entrepreneurs. And I just want to see what I can do with that. And so I started to share my desires with people. I started to share, you know, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. If you need help, if you know someone that needs help, let me know. And I hadn't been on Facebook in so long, but I actually put a post out on Facebook. And my friend Jasmine, who is the owner of House of Chiron, which is her business centers astrology and making that digestible and accessible to everyone, but also Reiki, and it centers mental and emotional wellness and health. And she was like, yo, I need your help. And we talked and we were like, all right, let's see how this goes, right? And so as time went on, she saw my work and she was like, girl, how about you're my creative director? And when we were in the meeting and she said that, like, I stopped in my tracks because I was like, wait a minute, I have to tell you this story, girl. When I was a kid, creative director was like my dream job for whatever reason. And so here we are full circle at 35 years old, closing down a business, shifting, going through this deep transition, and letting myself be open to a different kind of work that is equally fulfilling to me, that equally allows me to live out my life purpose just in a different way, equally allows me to utilize my divine given skills. And it's also fulfilling this childhood dream that I had. And I just sat there. And when I told her the story, like, we really just sat there like, wow, look at that. Look at me living out a childhood dream at 35 years old that I never would have allowed myself an opportunity to have had I kept telling myself I can't do anything else other than what I've been doing. I've been doing this one thing for so long that was fulfilling to me at a time, but it doesn't really feel the same way now, right? Like, had I just stayed in that cycle of limiting myself to what I could do and how my gifts and my talents and my skills could be expressed, I would have never gotten to this point. And she didn't know that being a creative director was like a childhood dream, low key. She didn't know. She just said the term jokingly. And I had to tell her, nah, you are actually allowing me to live out a childhood dream. And I had to breathe and realize that I gave myself access to this moment by me truly embracing my natural state as a full-ass, dynamic, and multidimensional human being. I allowed myself to have this. And this is why I wanted to share this. One, to just share that even though I'm here on this podcast, growing this podcast that centers humanness, right? That is reminding all of us that being human is our first and full-time job before anything else. How are you loving on you, the human? And I'm building this community centering this podcast. And, you know, so this is still in line with the work that I've been doing, but I'm also equally fulfilled by using a set of gifts and skills that I've downplayed for years that I never thought would be a way to express and live out and through my life purpose as well. And I'm to this place where I'm really paying reverence to and honor to childhood Mel, who knew that her spirit was too big to be told, you have to do one thing. You have to stick to this. Who knew that I was a multi-passionate, but I didn't have a word for it then. Who knew that as a human being, one thing is extremely unrealistic. Who knew that being a full-ass human was my natural state? I didn't have any of the words to it then, but I knew it. And so I just being here where I'm able to be so versatile in the way that I am expressing my life purpose, and I feel equally fulfilled by every single thing that I'm doing, I want to remind you of your ability to do that if you grant yourself permission to do that. If you take a moment to listen to the download, to the message, to the nudge, to the hunch, to stop, to let yourself express your life purpose differently, this is also available to you. What I'm sharing with you from my experience and my journey is also accessible to you. You are a full-ass, multi-dimensional human being, and you get to, it is your birthright to live that fully. And for me personally, it feels good to get to this place because I could, when I was deep in this transition and certainly all the moments before it, I couldn't see this for myself. Because I wouldn't allow myself to. My conditioning was blinding me. The way that I'd been socialized to think about work and life purpose was blinding me. And so if this feels like a wake-up call to you, if this feels resonant for you, then this is your permission granting. And I hope that you answer the call. Because if something feels good for you that even feels completely unrelated to what you or what others have limitingly told you that this is all you can do or this is what you're best at, and because this is what you're best at, this is all you can and will do, move into it. Move into it. Your life purpose, who you are, what you intrinsically have to offer to this world, what comes to you with ease, it wants to be expressed in as many ways as it possibly can. That's what's true. And I hope that this serves as a reminder and not a call to action, but a call to practice. For you to take time to muse, to ponder on how your divine given gifts and talents and skills can be used in multiple ways, can be expressed in multiple ways. You owe that to yourself, to your natural state as a full-ass human. As I find joy and genuine excitement and satisfaction helping other business owners with their rebranding, with adding a soulful and personal tone into the copy in their newsletters and their websites, as I help them to, you know, revamp the way that they're going with communicating with their audience, as I help them with their back-end systems and automations, these things that seem so unrelated to what you and probably everyone else has known from me to do, as I engage with that work day in and day out, I will continue to say thank you to spirit, but also to myself, to opening me up to see what is possible, opening me up to see more ways that I can align with the energy of fulfillment, more ways that I can express my life purpose, more ways that I can honor seasons of purpose. And I will think of you, the fellow multi-passionate, multi-dimensional human being who is also on the verge of finding this for themselves. And I will silently whisper, this is your permission. So I just want to acknowledge you, but I also just want to thank you for being present for me to channel my energy towards being of service on this platform and this medium that is extremely sacred to me. Thank you for helping me make this space to model self-forgiveness and deep and necessary intimacy and love for my own humanness in order to quiet the voice of my perfectionist, my inner critic. Thank you for granting me this space to model my journey of settling even more into my devotion to my process, to the process, to the journey, for allowing me to shine and take up space and come into my own potential, for being here and listening while I publicly grant myself permission to own my light and to share the beauty of being human. Because if you weren't here to listen, I wouldn't be able to do any of that. And so, as I grant you permission, I also grant you gratitude for being here with me as I continue to unfold. And as I continue to unfold, I remind you of what is possible for you and your own unfolding. So thank you for being here. You know, I had notes for this episode, y'all, and I don't even know where the damn notes are. I don't even know where the notes are, okay? And I think it's just, it's okay. It's okay. Whatever was missed just wasn't supposed to be in this transmission, but thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. You know, remember to take care, to drink your water, to eat some nourishing food. I pray that you are well, that you are at peace and in ease. And we will talk in the next episode.
Hey. I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.